All right, and welcome everybody to another Capes and Scales interview. Today we are talking to the head honcho from Draw Me In Comics, Brennan Riesling, also known as The Riz.
The Riz.
Perfect.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Let's get right into it. Let's talk a little bit about what you do. You want to give us like a brief synopsis of what your site provides?
I sure can. So myself and Scott RP, my business partner, and Mitchell, we've started a website called Draw Me In Comics, and it's a platform where independent comic artists can sell their comics digitally, their digital comics. As a script writer, you can put your scripts online, looking for artists to help create books. And it's also a collaborative website as well. So if you like an artist, sorry, a script writer's script, you can click on a button saying, I want to work with you, and you can actually talk directly through the site to make more comics.
Nice. Now, what inspired you to come up with this website?
Well, Scott and myself, we play with a band here in Saskatoon called Ultimate Power Duo.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And our last record was a 20-track concept album where each, so it follows a storyline from beginning to end, and then each song has its own 2 to 5 page comic story to go with it.
Okay.
That's cool.
So it's very much a meld of what I love, so it's music and comics in one really cool package. And when we had this idea, we thought, great, now we need to find artists. How do we find artists? We actually didn't know. So we just went to the Joe Schuster award page. You know, who from Western Canada has won awards in the last couple of years? Going to start emailing people, right? And just saying, would you like to be part of this? And would you like to be involved? And as we were, like, talking with other artists and making this happen, we thought, you know, it's too bad there isn't a way, an easier way for artists to promote themselves and find each other to, you know, build their own fan base and to create new books. And so that's really where the idea came from. You know, we made our own comics, and we just thought there must be a better way of getting people connected to make more cool stuff.
Awesome. So how many Dokken covers do you do?
none yet.
Darn.
however, it's funny that I have a side project band I'm starting, and we're going to be called Doomed Patrol.
Ooh, I like that, yeah.
And, yeah, so it's going to be like a technical, old-school metal bit of thrash in there, but all our songs are going to be comic-based. So I have an idea for a song, for example, that would be called, like, Doomsday Apocalypse, which would be about Doomsday killing Superman, you know?
Nice.
And so any covers that we'll do, like, I Am the Law by Anthrax, which is a song about Judge Dredd, and we'll probably do some Deathlock songs in there as well. So that's my next project, even more comic music combinations.
That sounds great. We always joke that we love Dokken a little too much on the podcast.
Own it, man. That's not don't need to be embarrassed by it.
Oh, we're not. But we do think it's a problem. So
it's affecting your daily life, is that it?
I hope not. No, it's fine. It's fine.
So are there any plans for you to take any of your current digital-only comics and incorporate them into a physical media at any point? Physical copies, whether it be issues, whether it be trades, maybe a Kickstarter program, something like that?
That's something we're definitely looking into. We have a lot of ideas, but as a startup company, it's good to focus on one thing and get that really well before you start adding on a whole bunch of other things, right? So
absolutely.
It's kind of like if you think of Netflix, when they first started, they would send you physical DVDs in the mail, right?
Yep.
And that was their business, and now they have all the money to make all the shows. So we're focusing on digital right now, but we're looking into doing, you know, either starting to do our own press runs or do print-on-demand. We're even talking about doing print-on-demand merchandise. So, for example, if you're an artist and, you know, someone wants to buy a coffee mug with your artwork on it, we want to look into print, you know, going that way as well. But for now, we're just starting with the digital comics, you know, just get people to know there's a bunch of really cool indie artists out there and indie storytellers, and it's hard to get yourself out there, you know, among the midst of superhero books and, you know, companies that have a lot more money than you do to promote yourself, right? So, yeah, we're starting digital, but we are going to look into physical copies in the future.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Digital is definitely the way to start, I would say. Now, what influences do you take from print companies like an Image or a Dark Horse? Maybe not the big two, but you know, as I know, you could let your artists, your writers retain the royalties to what they sell. Did you look at like an Image or a Dark Horse that have been doing it for years? Do you kind of look at how they've been doing it, and did that inspire you in your format?
Not specifically, to be honest. I mean, like I said, we're just really trying to find a way that we could get indie promoters to come up themselves and collaborate, right? So we kind of just went on our own to say, how can you make this work, right? Mm-hmm. I really respect, obviously, the big indie companies, but like a lot of small press companies that are able to promote artists and things. So we just decided to do it on our own. You know, we figured it out somehow. So far, anyways.
Right.
You know, we're still new. Like, we just launched in the middle of September at the SASC Comic Expo. So that was our official launch date, and we did a panel and talked about the website and promotions and that type of thing. So, we're still new in the game, but we're definitely figuring out as we go along here. So it's going well.
Now, how easy is it to use you have an online currency you use Supercoins, correct? Which is something similar to like your DeviantArt points or like Twitch streaming bits. For people who are like, you know, scared of technology and they're scared of like cryptocurrencies and all these other things, how safe is it to use the Supercoin system?
Oh, it's extremely safe. Well, it's funny because when we talk about shoppers that are reluctant to use like cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or just even online shopping, I am that person. I'm actually the worst online shopper ever. You know, if they were going to like have a case study of people that don't shop well online, whether it's forgetting your password or logging in or whatever, that's me. Like, they could have me on that panel, right? It's super safe. It's super easy to use. And again, the reason we have that currency is that when you buy the tokens, the super coins, we take a small percentage on the front end, which goes into paying for the website and keeping it going, so that when the artists post the price for their comic, so let's say it's 99 super coins, so basically a coin is like a penny, right? So it's a dollar. If you buy that comic and give them the super coin, they get to keep all that money. So, you know, for us, that was actually a really important part of our business model, was that independent artists are the artists who should be keeping as much money as they can, right? It's most difficult. Like, coming from an independent music background, I know what it's like. You know, you fill the time in it into your project and the money, and then you sell them in consignments, and they'll take 15, 20, 30%, whatever the deal is, right? Mm-hmm. And so for us, we thought, you know, the independent creators are the one that need to keep as much of their own money as they can, right? So, and we did some market research too, and this was a lot of consumers said they want to support independent artists. So if, you know, there's a differential percentage of when you buy the super coins so the artists can keep their money, our customers were happy with that because they also want to support artists. So it's super easy to use, it's super safe, it's fun. When you buy a comic, little coins fly out of your thing, and I like it. I even use it. So there you go. I mean, I'm biased too. I'm not gonna lie.
That's
obviously
true.
I'm using it.
That's true.
But like, I saw the story when just last week. I went to Comixology just to kind of see how long it would take me to buy a comic there compared to our site. You know, do some research and things. And I went to log into Amazon, and then I had the wrong credit card information because I had an old card, and I couldn't figure out how to change it fast enough or something. It took me like 3 or 4 times, and then I got kicked out. I tried too many times. I'm like, oh, you know, and if I wasn't trying to figure out, to, you know, compare it to our site, I just would have given up, right? So, and that's on Amazon. That should be the easy one to use, and I got lost on it. So if I can use our website, anyone can. I assure you there.
So have you had any feedback yet from artists or writers that have used your script system? Because I really like the idea of, you know, you leave a sample for someone to read and they can potentially join your project.
People love it. I mean, that's, so far we've heard from creators that they love the site, easy to use, It's nice having a platform. And when I talk to writers, because I'm a writer, that's also part of the process, right? Like, we did comics, but these are also Power Duo comics. Some of our artists, one is a panel-by-panel script that I did, that I would write, or some people just wanted some notes. So, and as a writer, we can't show off our work as well, you know? If you go to a Comic-Con and you walk past an artist and he or she's sitting there and they're penciling or inking or drawing, you can watch, and it's really kind of romantic and looks really cool. If you're a writer just sitting there on your laptop typing, it's not as exciting, you know? Mm-hmm. And even talking to other writers, I made the joke, when you go to Comic-Con, no one wants to read your script. Writers are like, well, yeah, no kidding. It's like, you want to sit there and read your script, right? So it's more difficult for writers to kind of promote themselves. So writers I talk to love the fact they can pitch their stuff on there, and comic creators have said the same thing. So we had a Crepple Point, a gentleman from the UK that did an online YouTube review for us. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he said, we need more stuff like this. Like, this is great, you know. And he even commented, as a creator, he goes, I can't afford a website right now, and I don't know how to do coding. And so it's great that I can just upload my stuff on this central site and have it all be taken care of. So, we've been getting really great response from everyone who's been trying it out so far.
Now, can writers sell whole scripts on your site? Is that something maybe you might be looking into? If it's just like, hey, I wrote this script, I'm never going to do anything with it, I'll sell it to you kind of thing?
That's something we're looking into. Yeah, like right now, you can put a pitch up. I mean, and you probably could actually just post an entire script. But right now we're just doing pitches and things. But I think that's something we'd definitely look into is, yeah, if you want to sell a script or just put it out there, that's something that we could definitely look into for sure. So, because originally, I think you can. I haven't tried it. Pardon me. I haven't tried it, but I'm sure we can. I'll double check with Mitchell, the tech guy, and see, but I'm sure that's something we can do.
Mitchell's very good. I think he was the one I was talking to on Twitter. Mitchell, you're great.
Yeah, problem.
So, so you guys are relatively new. What I would recommend, me throwing my two cents in, is a crazy amount of social media exposure, and just constantly tweeting and the Facebook, everything. Do you have a plan as far as some sort of online campaign?
We are looking into that right now, actually. That's part of us doing podcasts, so thank you for being part of it.
You're welcome.
because, like I said, we launched in the middle of September, so we're, you know, this is kind of like a bit of our beta testing period / making sure everything works, right? It's that fine line between making sure that we have a lot of people go to the site, but also make sure that's working how we want, right? And so far, it's been working really well. We haven't had any issues, which is great. So I think in the new year, we'll be launching a much bigger, you know, our own personal complimentary smear campaign of being everywhere after the holidays here. So we are looking into that for sure. So we're in talks right now with some small press indie comic companies that are looking into using our sites for their digital platform. So we can't announce anything yet because nothing's official. Sure. But when that happens, then we'll suddenly have a bigger, you know, more titles, more people coming to the site, and our name will be getting out there even more. So watch out in the new year. Hopefully you'll be tired about hearing from us. You'll hear about us so much.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I like how many small press comic companies have been popping up, especially in the last year, and they've really got some good stuff out there. Is there anybody that you know on the indie scene that you really like their work, that you'd like to give them a shout out or something right here?
Renegade Arts, they're a Midwestern Canadian company here. They have a great line of books. Alan Grant and John Hayward did a comic, Tales of the Buddha Before He Got Enlightened, which I really, really enjoyed. It's very much like a comic, a comedic version of the Buddha getting into adventures and what he would do. So I'm really enjoying his stuff right now. It's funny, I've actually been reading so many comics lately because of the website. I can't even remember the last ones I did. There's one that actually made it onto the site, Evil Cat comic. And it's some stuff up on our website, and it's really good black and white, you know, kind of gritty police storytelling stuff. So I'm doing that right now too. So lots of great stuff out there.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to promote? Do you want to maybe mention the site again? Where can we find you on social media?
Oh, perfect. So website is www.drawmeincomics.com. We're on Twitter at drawmeincomics and Facebook at drawmeincomics. So just look up drawmeincomics and you'll see us there. So we're not on Instagram yet. We've been told we should jump on that bandwagon, but we'll add that too sooner. There we go. That would be part of our goals for our New Year media campaign, is to get an Instagram account. So there you go.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll add that to the to-do list. So, go check it out if you're a comic fan. See what we have on there. If you are a creator, please come to our website. It's free to sign up. It's free to put your stuff online. We literally have new customers signing up every day to the site. So we'd love to get some more titles out there and just, really promote the indie comic scene. Comics is such a cool, vast industry and art form. And we need to promote the up and comings and the people that are trying to make their own scene, their own voice heard.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're out there doing this for everybody. I like what you've come up with, and I wish you the best of luck.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for taking the time and all that. So, even though I didn't appreciate getting Mr. Miracle number 12 spoiled, but I guess I shouldn't have listened to it first. No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't. I was listening to that podcast last night. So, but that's fine. I won't hold it against you.
It's not my fault. Oh God. That's the West Coast. That's different.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It's their fault.
Well, we'll make it up to you somehow. I'll figure it out.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure I'll get over it soon.
I'm going to fire all of them. Don't worry. All right. Well, it was great talking to you. Thanks.
Great. Thanks for having me.